This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So a lot of my friends and then my mom are like, Mike, you're always at the airport. And I'm like, yeah, that's the idea. That's the plan. And you know what? We're at the airport again today, but we're not actually going to hear a plane until the end of this, because today we're doing the food.
Menus are now designed by these 5-star Michelin chefs, and everybody expects fine dining in the sky, especially if you paid $15,000 for a first class ticket to Korea.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the pretzels and the ginger ale and the Biscoff cookies, but also the really, really good stuff, so grab the silverware, because you're flying with me. It's Do Your Work here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Airline food. Love it, hate it, think it's improved lately. We are at LAX, one of the big outfits. There's a few of them, but we're with LSG Sky Chefs today. And if that sounds familiar, well, maybe out the window, you've seen the logo on the trucks loading up the food onto your plane. Huge building, access right there to the airfield. Kind of a warehouse space, and then you go in there, and there's just so many people. David Zimmer is in charge.
We have in this facility about 730 people working. 24/7 operations. We make 15,000 meals a day. We approach 300 aircraft every day.
Yeah, I told you it was big. From this kitchen, not just LAX, though. It's kind of regional.
San Diego, Santa Ana, Ontario, Palm Springs. We do charters, including military charters, all over the place.
Biggest client, no secrets, American. They also do Korean Air, bunch of others. So if you've flown recently around here or really out of LAX, you've probably had their food.
30% chance, yes.
So how's it work? Well, we're going to tell you, obviously. We're going to do the tour. But here's your basics. These meals pre-made the day before the flights, and then they're blast chilled. Get the temperature down fast. Lots of rules. Things are very, very specific when you're dealing with airlines.
The way it is designed is actually often a combination between what the airline wants and what we can provide. A lot of airlines actually now employ celebrity chefs that will go through this process.
A meeting of the minds. They're going to come in, lay out what they'd like to do. Then there's going to be a discussion about what you can do, what's realistic, and then everybody cooks together.
We have to do specs, so that means we have to weigh each ingredient. We have to get instructions on how to make all this food. Then that is checked every month. So random dishes off the floor, and we weigh how much rice is on it. And it's exactly to specifications. Each dish has to look exactly like the next one.
Which is why when you're sitting there, your little side of fruit on the omelet has 4 blueberries, and then the guy next to you, he's also got 4 blueberries. How about we cook while we do the rest of this? Let's get out there. Carts going by all the time in this kitchen, which has a hot section and a cold section. Big refrigerator room right in the middle. That's where all the produce is. And lines of cooks doing their thing. On the hot side, always stirring something up. On the cold, chopping, dicing, prepping, assembly.
Here's one of the blast chillers that we mentioned.
Sorry about the beeps. It's kind of mad that we opened it up.
Korean-style soup out of gochujang. It's delicious. What's being cooled right now?
That voice right there, Robert Bagley, Sky Chef's executive chef. He spends a lot of time on that big picture menu stuff, but also, like, hey, we're making hundreds of steaks, but we're not making all those steaks the same way.
You know, one airline might have a low tolerance for salt. They might be going to a certain country where salt might not be tolerated as high. Some airlines might prefer food with more spice. Some airlines want everything fresh and unprocessed.
And some do 3 or 4 cycles, you know, seasonally. through the year.
So after everything is cooked and chilled, I'll take a walk in one of the coolers here. You can imagine there's about 200 racks of different meals for all 30 of our airline customers inside this cooler.
And that's how they do it. First, it's on the racks, all stacked up. Then it's into those carts. You see that they wheel up and down the aisles, the flight attendants, into those carts. Those are everywhere in this place. And, of course, you see those unless you're sitting up front.
Obviously, if you're traveling first class, the service is completely different. Everything is assembled separate, and the flight attendants assemble the plate on the air.
Gloria Murillo, food manager.
Like in this case, we are dishing up caviar service for one of the airlines.
Yeah, first class actually does the courses. Coach is like, here's your tray.
Warm it up and ready to go. This is the bar service that they use on the plane.
Also, super specific. The airlines, they say exactly how many bottles, you know, big and little, that they want. You can tell a morning flight by the alcohol selection. Pull out a drawer, more vodka for the Bloody Marys, more the Baileys, so you can put that in your coffee. Because again, if you do partake, no rules at the airport. Time does not exist. Tell you what does exist, though. Security. Welcome to the knife locker.
So only authorized people are able to take a knife. You use your ID from work?
Yeah, you need to do work with a knife, swipe it out. It's tied to your ID. And only one or two, okay, for the job you're doing, not a whole handful walking around with those. And if they're not turned in at the end of the day, place is shutting down until that knife is found. And speaking of, I mean, your butter knife, your silverware, they do all that here too. Even wrap them up in the napkins, put the right airline logo over them. Everything is here. I told you you'd hear a plane. That was an A380.
Actually, yeah. I just came from one of those, the Airbus 380, the biggest airplane right now.
Onias Vasquez, 44 years he's been loading planes.
That one at least maybe 45 minutes, maybe 1 hour.
This is how long it takes him to get in there and get it all done.
And we're talking turnaround, you know. It's like a swap. You change everything in order.
Yeah, the new carts that are filled, those go in. But the stuff that was used on the flight here, that comes out because they also take care of all of that stuff. What about a regular plane? You know, stuff we're used to. It's just 25 minutes, maybe 30 minutes. And this is the part we all know, right? Because we can see it from the windows of the terminal or the plane. The truck goes up, kind of a scissor lift thing. Guy goes in.
He knocks on the door. He looks through the window, make sure that nobody's right next to the door. Then he's gonna take like 5 seconds. Then he opens the door slowly. See, he's bringing the ramp forward. Then he's going to place the ramp. And he's ready to start rock and roll.
And the thing about Onias here, he's not late. Companies get fined if they hold up a plane. Onias has been late once in the 40 plus years. Wasn't his fault. Somebody marked the stuff wrong. We don't like to talk about it. So listen, if you're delayed, it's not him. It's not catering. Almost out of time. Got to catch this flight. But I'm wondering about how y'all feel when people are still kind of down on the airline food, you know? It is better than it used to be.
Oh, definitely. It's a big change. The expectations from them are changing completely.
You know, I ask myself that same question all the time because I eat this food and it's fantastic. So I think it's just something that people have always, you know, comedians catch on to it and then they're like, oh, airplane food's terrible. And it's not really true anymore.
I like it when they make the chocolate chip cookies. You ever get those? One more thing before we're out of here, and it's kind of a cool thing they're doing in terms of waste, uneaten food. You can't actually donate it, again, because of all these rules, especially if it's coming in from overseas. And a lot of people, if those big flights have 2 or 3 meals, they only eat a couple of them, so that's a lot that's going to waste. So they're working with UCLA right now to figure out, A, the carbon impact of all that, and B, where you can use the food. What can they be allowed to do with it? So stay tuned, because maybe we'll do another one of these when they figure it out, huh? Thanks, Sky Chefs. Thank you for listening. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Another one of these next week. See ya.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.